The Lord be with you.
And
is the day that the Lord hath made. Rejoice, rejoice, hallelujah. Jesus lives who once was dead, crown of glory on his head. Risen now our Lord and King, songs of gladness let us sing. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Rejoice, rejoice, and be exceeding glad. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Rejoice, rejoice, hallelujah. Rejoice, rejoice, hallelujah.
The message of Easter is only two things. Don't be afraid ever. Don't be afraid ever. Not even in the midst of death. Just stand still, says Moses, and watch what God is going to do. So we're about to pass through the water. You ready for the baptisms? We're on page 301. Here we go. Everybody not holding on to a child. Page 301, wake up, Fiona. First, we got to do introductions. Whoa, who are all these people? The candidates for holy baptism will now be presented. So that's y'all. So y'all stand up and say, introduce us. Who are you?
I present Fiona Grace to the sacrament of baptism.
Okay, keep standing. That's you. Okay, who else? You ready? Okay, do introductions. Say, I present, then rattle off everybody's names.
I present Isaiah, Jasmine, Shannon, Jennifer, and Deborah.
Okay, everybody stand up. Okay. Who else are we going to baptize tonight? Anybody else? Oh, yeah. Well, duh. Oh, there he is. Introduce us. Who is this? All right. Go ahead. You ready, Jeremiah? Okay. Anybody else? Okay. Top of page 302. Whoever's not holding on to a baby. No, keep standing up. You can sit at sunrise. All of you, parents, godparents, family and friends, will you be responsible for seeing that the child you presented is brought up in the Christian faith and life? Page 302. Parents and godparents, family and friends, will you, by your prayers and witness, help this child to grow into the full stature of Christ? Okay, because we're not dealing with 70 people. Let me invite everybody involved with the baptisms, parents and godparents, folks about to get baptized, come stand over here. And if you're not carrying a baby, bring a prayer book. And we'll test your knowledge. Everybody that's part of the baptisms. We're in the middle of page 302. Okay. What direction is this? There, you listened. Yay! What happens in the west? Sun sets. It's dark. All the darkness there is. Pharaoh and his army. All the darkness there is. You now stand there. You stand facing into the darkness. In the early church, remember, this is when they did the exorcisms. That's where you're facing. Middle page 302. in the name of these children, do renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God. Yes. In the name of these children, do renounce the evil powers of this world which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God. In the name of these children, do renounce all sinful desires that draw you from the love of God. Okay, I invite you to walk over this way, if your shoes are tied. Okay. Next tricky question. What direction is this?
East.
Yay, see? It's a good group. What happens in the east?
Sunrise.
Sunrises. New days. Sunrise coming over there. New beginnings. You ready for a new beginning? Middle of page 302. In the name of these children, do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept Him as your Savior? In the name of these children, do you put your whole trust in His grace and love? In the name of these children, do you promise to follow and obey Him as your Lord? All you! Yeah, you guys. Have heard these promises. Will you do everything in your power to support all these folks in the new life in Christ?
Yeah.
I invite you to stand. It's okay to spread out a little now. As we make our own baptismal promises, page 304. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered in the Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to death. On the third day He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers?
I will, with God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord? Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? Let's now pray for all these folk who are just about to receive the sacrament of new birth.
Deliver them, O Lord, from the way of sin and death.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Open their hearts to your grace and truth.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Fill them with your holy and life-giving spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Keep them in the faith and communion of your holy church.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Teach them to love others in the power of the Spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Send them into the world in witness to your love.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Bring them to the fullness of your peace and glory.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Grant, O Lord, that all who are baptized in the death of Jesus Christ, your Son, may live in the power of his resurrection and look for him to come again in glory, who lives and reigns now and forever. Amen. Now, it's really pretty easy. What do we need for baptism? Water. There you go. Water. The Altar Guild went down and packed this up from the Chena River this afternoon. Now, if you listen, you can hear the water singing because it's so happy to be able to do this for you. get more water. Ready? Let's get more water. I mean, we got Moses, the Red Sea. There's a lot of water in this story. You ready? No, that's enough water. Now, all this is really pretty simple. All God ever wants us to do is to remember to say thank you. Think all the things we do with water. What's one thing we do with water? We drink it. What's something else we do with water? Take baths in it. Wash dishes. Wash our clothes. And we couldn't do any of that if we didn't have water. Huh? What was that one? Brush your teeth. Yeah. Water the plants. Find fish. Mop the floor. Huh? All the creatures down in the sea. Yeah. Octopuses. All that's because of water. So we're going to say a prayer and say thank you for water. And this will get tricky because in the middle of the prayer, I'm going to get that candle. The Lord be with you now.
And also with you.
Let's give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give you thanks and praise.
We thank you tonight, Almighty God, for the gift of water. Over water, the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through water, you led the children of Israel out of their slavery in Egypt, into the land of promise. In water, your son Jesus received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us through his death and resurrection from the slavery of sin into everlasting life. We thank you tonight, Father, for this water of baptism. In this water, we are buried with Christ in his death. By this water, we share in his Easter resurrection. Through this water, we are reborn by Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we bring into his fellowship tonight those who come to him in faith, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now sanctify this water, we pray you, by the power of your Holy Spirit, that those who hear tonight are cleansed from sin and born again, may continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit, be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Okay. Who wants to go first? Come on up. You ready? Now, I'm going to do this three times. I might as well have fun with it, huh? Now, first name and middle name?
Isaiah James?
Okay. Isaiah James. I baptize you tonight. You're going to get wet, you know. I baptize you tonight in the name of the Father. And the Son. And the Holy Spirit. Amen. Isaiah James, my brother, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism, my friend, and marked as belonging to the Christ forever. Now I invite your family to come forward Go wet your finger in the water and put the sign of the cross on his forehead. Okay, anybody else? Here's a towel that'll help a little bit. And then come stand over here. Wait, we're not done yet. We got to do everybody else. Come join folks over here. Okay. Who wants to go next? When you get older, we'll tell you stories, Jeremiah. Now, name this child. First name and middle name.
Jeremiah
Isaac. We don't have to use as much water for you. You remember the story. Jeremiah Isaac, my friend, I baptize you tonight in the name of the Father and the Son. And the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jeremiah Isaac. You, my brother, are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. You. Okay, I invite his family to wet your fingers and sign his forehead with a cross. Yeah. He's a happy little baby. There's a towel if you need to wipe him off a little bit. Okay? Anybody else? You can do it. Okay, who's next? You. Hi. We need your first name and your middle name. Shannon Renee. How old are you, Shannon? Big. All right. Should we use a whole lot of water or just a little bit of water? A little bit. Okay, you want to touch the water just to touch it? Taste the touches. Feels just like water. You ready? Shannon, what's your middle name?
Renee.
That's a pretty name. Shannon Renee. This Easter night, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Shannon. In the name of the Son. Whoops, I'm sorry. In the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Shannon Renee. You are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Now, I invite all your family and godparents to wet their fingers and sign your forehead with a cross. Bless you. Shannon Renee. Easter flowers and a seashell. Okay, anybody else? Good girl, Shannon. There's a napkin going to Ralph. Are you next? You have a big brother in this outfit, aren't you? Okay. Now, how old are you?
Nine.
Are you the big sister? Okay. Your first name and your middle name?
Jasmine Marie.
Wow, what a pretty name. This is Jasmine Marie. Should we use a lot of water or a little water? A little. Jasmine Marie, I baptize you tonight in the name of the Father. Oh, Jasmine. And the Son. One more time. And the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jasmine Marie. You, my friend, are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Okay, I invite you guys to wet your fingers. Well, this one's got a butterfly. We got different pictures of it. It's a red butterfly. Is that a bad thing? Very good. Okay? You can use that to go. Who's next? Hi. How old is this one? 20 months? Okay. And what's her first name and her middle name?
Her name is Reverend Pearl.
Deborah Pearl. What pretty names all you guys have. Deborah Pearl. You want to touch the water? You want to touch it. You can touch it. Okay, now, I'm going to... Go ahead, touch it. Go ahead, touch it.
Touch it. Oh, wait.
Deborah Pearl, right? I'm going to... I'm going to put it on your head three times. Don't panic, okay? You might want to close your eyes. Okay, you ready? I know, they're the choir. They're fun to wave at. Deborah Pearl, I baptize you tonight. In the name of the Father, two more times, and the Son, I wish you could see the looks, and the Holy Spirit, my friend, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism, marked as Christ's own forever and ever and ever. I invite you guys to gently. Okay. There's a towel, so she doesn't get it. Your turn. Okay. Now, what's your name? Jennifer Guthrie. What's your middle name? Guthrie? What's your middle name? Alexis? Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer. How old are you? 5. That's pretty special. I wish I was 5. Some people think I still am. Now, you see what we did? I'm going to put water on you 3 times, okay? We'll just use a little bit of water or a whole lot of water. Okay, here we go. Jennifer. Alexis. Okay, here we go. Jennifer, I baptize you tonight in the name of the Father, Jennifer. And the Son. And the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jennifer, Alexis. Wait, we got to do this. Olive oil thing. Jennifer Alexis, you, my friend, are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism this Easter and marked as belonging to Christ forever. Amen. And I invite you guys. Now, see, Summer 101 today, somebody probably said, "Your kids got to take a bath for going to church." And there's a towel so you can dry off some. Okay? Hi. Want to do it again? Can I do it again? Can we do it? No. Oh, we did it once. We'll put a little bit of water in the head. Now, we've got to be quiet because it's Fiona. Hi, Fiona. Fiona was born Christmas Eve. Well, you were singing in here.
I was singing too. All different tunes.
Hi, Fiona. Just a little bit of water for you. Fiona Grace, I baptize you this night in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, my friend. Fiona Grace. Oops. You, my dear, are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism this Easter night as you came into the world on Christmas night and marked as Christ's own forever. Pretty cool. I invite you guys. Here, you need some help? Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Oh, that's it. Thank you. This is the night. Anybody else want to get baptized? Want to do it again? Paul would like to get baptized. Come on, come forward, my son. Okay, we're going to say a prayer for everybody that just got baptized. Heavenly Father, we thank you that by water and the Holy Spirit you've bestowed upon these your servants the forgiveness of sin and have raised them tonight to the new life of grace. Hi. Sustain them, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit. Give them an inquiring and discerning heart, the courage to will and to keep going, the spirit to know you and to love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works. Amen. Now, don't panic. I'm going to turn all the lights off again. Why not? Everybody that was baptized, there walks. Everybody that was baptized, you each get a candle. For you now carry the light of Christ into the world. For you. And if you want now, every year, you can have two birthday parties. Whoops. Sorry, Tom. You can have two birthday parties. You can have your regular birthday, and then you can have a birthday April 3rd to remember a springtime night when you were baptized into St. Matthew's. That's for you. Did everybody get one? The baby. Now, everybody that's got a candle, everybody get one?
One more.
Oh, my friend. Wait. We need one more candle.
Jeremiah.
We need one for Jeremiah. Back here. And you all that have candles. You all that have candles, you stand over there on the steps. Okay? Because just at the beginning you had to introduce us. Now we have to welcome you into the family. So we're at the bottom, whatever that page is, and we say to you, we receive you into the household of God. Confess the faith of Christ crucified. Proclaim his resurrection. And share with us in his eternal priesthood. The peace of the Lord and the joy of Easter be always with you.
And also with you.
Share that with your new brothers and sisters up there and everybody else, and I'll turn the lights back on. It's okay to blow out the candles. All right, now we can celebrate Easter. We got everybody here. So we're going to sing. Huh? Do you want some water too? By the end of the service, everybody will get water. We're going to celebrate Easter. We're going to sing 178. Remember the words of our Lord is more blessed to give than to receive. I invite you all that are sitting near the edges, you can take down the curtains off the windows. If there's a volunteer, you should go ring the church bell for as long as you can.